Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting and all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey, that's the first time you actually ever ran that dump button to perfection.
What do you mean?
You ain't turning on too quick. We didn't want to have that conversation. We definitely didn't want that conversation to be on there.
I knew. We're good. I got to get everything set up, though.
No, the really cool part that the listeners missed. So Mark Manning's leaving the station.
Is that it?
Jay Foreman's coming in. And Mark Manning hits a pose. Yeah. It's a wrestling pose.
Oh, man, he still can get down a little bit. Not a little bit, man. I tell you what, I know them dudes on the team, if they jump back with the coach, I know he could get – if they're not on top of their game, he'll fold them up, man, like a folding lawn chair.
I'm not messing with that dude. Like,
Oh, no. See, the thing about wrestlers, they got leverage and they got stamina and punches and stuff to the head. You know, if you got into like a bar fight, that's right up their alley.
And they're angry because they can't eat what they want.
Right. All the time. I remember there was this guy in high school. His name was Brad Mavick. I used to call him Big Head Brad because his head looked like a barbecue pit. And the funny thing about it, I saw him on
Nick doesn't understand what that means, though.
Oh, his head was big, top to bottom and front to back. I mean, and he still, I think when last time I was back in my high school, still owns all the weightlifting records. Now, it might have been enhanced, but at the end of the day,
you know.
And a side note about Brad, so for people, what I used to do, what used to be on a day like today, if we were either in spring ball or after practice, I'd go home and I always, in my VHS, it was one of my, I guess, biggest purchases was where you could record your shows. You know, I had the two, right?
So you were a soap opera guy.
Yes. No, I was, yeah, right. That's my grandma. They used to call them the
stories.
The stories.
You watching my stories.
I used to watch them with her. I used to kind of get into it. But so I record Martin. Maybe like a little bit of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But then I would watch the
Living Single.
Yep, all those. It was like an hour and a half. Uh-huh. And there was another show I had, right? So I had I had 2 hours of that. And then I would have it was either Jerry Springer when it first got started. Mm-hmm. Or one of those shows where they'd bring a guy on and said he met, in this case, a female, and he wanted to reconnect with her. It was one of those.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there, and I will tell you, it's plain as day. I'm sitting in my apartment. It had to be either spring. It was kind of like a dreary day. I'm in my little, boxers, BBDs, chilling. He got me a nice big bowl of Frosted Flakes. And I'm just like, oh, turn on the show. None other than Big Head Brad Mavick on there. And Brad had went and played football. I don't think he finished, all 4 years, or maybe he finished all 4 years, but he was, driving a truck. So wherever he had crossed paths with this female that he fell in love, and then somehow, they found her, You know what I mean? I hope it wasn't at like a truck stop or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, look, Big Head Brad was on there, and he was the like a state runner up in wrestling, and he was offensive lineman, X, Y, and Z. So I know, but I always see Brad when I'd be playing basketball, and he would be wrestling. So he would have to wear like the garbage bag, and then he would always have Jolly Ranchers because he'd never, you know, he'd create saliva,
the taste, and he'd spit it,
and he'd be spitting out to make weight. And I used to tell him, like, dude, that's too much. You're doing way too – like, I was like, Brad, why don't you just wrestle at whatever weight you need to so you can function?
Because you get your head beat in, that's why.
Yeah, but that head he had
– well, he can't lose head weight.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You can't lose head weight.
He had 25% on his dome.
Yeah, no, it was –
yeah, wrestling – dudes that wrestle – I was just talking to Coach Manning. Guys that wrestle or have a wrestling background, especially offensive linemen, generally, because there's not a lot of DBs and running backs that wrestle, and there's a few, but
well, in the lower weight classes, yeah.
But
in the lower weight classes,
not many, but the linemen that wrestle, you can always tell, and those are the guys that usually are always on their feet and always know angles and always are really good as far as leverage and using you know your body weight or your what force you're going against you.
Well, they, Ray Lewis would say all the time, the best linebackers, middle linebackers are wrestlers.
Yeah.
Because they get leverage, they get their hands on you, they know what to do, they know how to get you down.
Yep.
Like, and it was, I wrestled way too long, but everybody in my weight class was like a regional champion.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I can go be a starter at point guard. I ain't
it never really, only wrestling I wanted to do is try to jump off the top turnbuckle. Do something like that.
See, man. I could see you as a pro wrestler. You'd have been.
Oh, my heart was broke when my dad told me one Sunday that it was fake.
Oh, but I still could see you making a living. I could see you making a living.
Oh, I would. For sure.
Like he'd had his own entrance song. He'd have his own killer move, and he'd have always been in the microphone talking about, "Come see me."
Oh yeah, I would have something. Yeah, man. It's,
But
my heart was broken when he told me it was fake.
I didn't know what to think of it. Not that it really mattered, but when I got to college, it was the first time I was around them.
Oh yeah.
And so going to college in Richmond, Virginia, which is state capital. So they had wrestling all the time.
Oh yeah,
like
up
all
and down
the time.
Coast, that was like the NWA. That was back when it was NWA and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like it was Mid-Atlantic back then.
Mid-Atlantic and National Wrestling
and
Alliance.
So we were going, but you know, my roommate, he was from like Roanoke. He was pure country. And he goes, "Hey, we're going down to Manchester. You want to go?" And I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna do whatever y'all doing." Yeah. And we could walk from the dorm to the Coliseum.
Right.
And we're walking down the street, and literally we get two blocks, and there's a 7-Eleven that we would all go to. And there at the 7-Eleven in the same car is Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes, who were headlining and supposed to fight that night.
Right.
Like
hanging
we go
out with each other.
Like we going to watch Flair and Rhodes get after it, but there they are at 7-Eleven buying beer. And it was like Miller Lite. Miller, like the regular Miller.
Right.
Like the not the malt liquor, but the regular Miller.
Right.
I was more mad at the poor beer taste choice than I was the fact that they were together. Like I was like, wait a minute, you Ric Flair, like you're supposed to be flying in a private jet, riding a limousine, you ride in Dusty's pickup truck, and you buying Miller. Like I'm like, this is BS, man. Now I'm mad. And until he goes, well. Y'all going to the match? We're like, yeah. He goes, he reaches in his pocket, pulls out some tickets. He's like, enjoy yourselves. We'll see you down there. And I'm like, we look at him, and they're front row. They're front rows.
Right.
So, we cool again.
Yeah.
Like, we cool.
Oh, yeah,
again.
You forgot all
like,
that.
Like, oh.
Your palate preference is okay.
Yeah, like, it was there. But then, so the only reason I got invited to this thing, Jay, was that my roommate's girlfriend broke the date and said she couldn't go because she had something else to do.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting in all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
We get to the wrestling match.
She's there.
She's there on the opposite side in the front row.
And she went to Space Mountain the night before.
She went to Space. She was a, she had the passcode to Space Mountain.
Oh, that's too bad, man.
She took like she had
fell in love that quick, man.
Well, no, this was like a like whenever he came
her.
Whenever he came to Richmond,
he hit her up.
Right? And so he did what most dudes would do. He got angry. Like what is going on? What's going on? And then reality hits. Look, man, that's still Ric Flair, man. He beat your tail.
Right.
You better let that go. Yeah. Like, you can't get
– because that was back when Ric Flair was in shape and swole.
Yeah, like, you couldn't just swell up and go, hey, Ric Flair, you need to leave my girl alone. He'd have popped you on the nose and kept moving. So,
yeah. That's great. I mean, it's
– I could see you as a pro wrestler. I could
– But, you know, Minnesota was – AWA, that was Capital, Vern Gagne, Greg Gagne's son.
Jim Brunzel.
Yeah, went to my high school.
Greg Gagne.
And they used to do the whole, like, little training or whatever up there. So it was, like, my dad had played in this, like, celebrity, like, flag football game, and Hawk and Animal was there. And I know James, you know, Laurinaitis since he was a little punk. You know?
And the fact that he, you know, he sold out and went to Ohio State.
Yeah. Well, he lived in Eden Prairie, and then he went to Wayzata. So I just let you know that's the rival high school. So that's like.
Didn't like them anyway.
No. Well, Wayzata is the high school version of Minnesota of Ohio State. The uppity type of
rich kids.
Yeah.
Rich kids.
They never win anything. But Ohio State now wins. But I mean, the wrestling dudes. But yeah, Mark Manning is for real.
Yeah. He broke it down. Like he broke down.
You're right. On a day like today, he's still got some – you know, he's must got a lot of fish oil in his diet because he can get down a little bit.
Well, he still wrestles.
Yeah, so see, I had helped coach Lincoln Youth Football, and his son was 2 years younger, but he was playing up on the A team because his son is big, and he's in my son's grade. Been trying to get him to get on the basketball court, but Mark got him in a singlet already. The toughest one is the younger brother, but you know that's up for debate. They can handle that in their house. So his son's he's a pretty good football player, great kid.
He invited Rico and Nick to get on the mats.
Oh, did they settle their dispute?
He said, "Get on the mats, man."
Who do you think would win, Nick?
Hey, can you imagine?
Rico? You just readily going to admit that Rico could beat you wrestling?
I don't know any technique or anything.
There is no technique. It's survival.
Oh, then I
and
got
you,
it.
Don't you have YouTube? Figure out something. If you had 2 weeks, you're trying to tell me you're just coming in here admitting defeat that quick. It's written all over your face. That's why you had the camera off. You got the loser's lean.
I have the camera off because
you have the loser's lean. You have the loser's lean. It's fine. Yeah, you got it. You saw it. You got the loser's lean. It's okay.
No.
I'm thoroughly disappointed that you had it readily available in your brain, off of your tongue, that you were going to let Mars Blackman would pin you.
I do know who that is now. I know. I looked him up yesterday. So before we can even
speak. Gotta be
so,
right.
So Rico, you just admitted, you just walk in here every day and like Rico can kick my butt? No. That's
like I just said, Jay, if there's technique involved with wrestling, I have no technique of wrestling.
So
if it's just survival,
so what makes you think a guy that ran track has technique?
I can pick that little dude up and throw him down.
Because Rico told him he wrestled 2 years in high school.
Yeah.
So you just believe anybody, right? So somebody just comes up and tell you they're a 4th-degree black belt. All right, you can kick my butt.
If they have fourth-degree black belt, yeah, they can.
Oh, Gumby over there. They go up to Nick. Hey, you don't want to fight me. You know I'm a 4th-degree black belt. Oh, okay.
And I say, okay, man.
Here's my wallet. Take it. you just okay with somebody just coming ransacking you? Okay. I mean, come on, man. You're supposed to be the baby-faced gangster.
Okay.
So when you get the cute hot girlfriend, you just gonna let other dudes.
That's there's lines that people do not cross, that I will not let people cross. So talking about my mama, talking about anybody else.
And that's
important to me.
But then if it comes to wrestling and a man a mano, you just admit defeat quick.
I thought there was technique involved. If it's just survival and I don't have to follow some certain rules, then I got him.
Okay. We have a text.
Okay.
From Mark Manning. And Mark says, bring Rico and Nick to wrestling room and let's film it. Jay Foreman.
As long as I don't got to wear some singlet.
Oh, you got to wear the singlet.
No way. No way.
You got to wear the singlet.
Yeah, we'll do it for Halloween.
I got plans.
Yeah.
You
can be Will Ferrell.
I got stuff going on Halloween. Can't do it. No can do. I can do it any other day.
So then what you have to do is you have to put on the singlet and the wrestling shoes, but then you have to just go there and forfeit the match.
No way. I cannot.
You have to go. No.
I cannot put on a singlet. I don't.
How do you know? You've never put on a singlet.
I don't want to. let me just duel it out in shorts and a t-shirt.
Okay. So we'll do that.
I got to go buy football cleats tonight, Jay.
Sure.
Why? You get some traction?
Flag football playoffs start.
Playoffs.
Where are you going to go? Right down the street?
Played against sports. A kind listener got me a $50 gift card.
Yeah, hooked him up.
Man, play it for real.
I appreciate it. I'm going
to
get.
You need to get some, like, neon yellow so everybody knows it's you.
Yep. They're going to know it's
you
me.
Look fast.
They'll know it's me.
Get you a couple towels hanging off you, Nick, especially since
I got band. I got. I'm going to have be decked out in bands only on one arm, though. Mm-hmm. It's going to be one here, one here, one here, one here.
I think Manning said he'll hook you up with gear.
you need to do it, man.
Look, this is straight from Mark Manning, and I'm making it up, bro. I'm just telling you.
I always wondered, like, what so how long do you have to wrestle before your ears got that cauliflower ear? You got to do it for a while?
It's a while.
And you can't get surgery to fix it?
No. Nothing you can do.
That's just a sacrifice.
It's just how
that's
you
just like
it.
Hockey players, right? The girls got to look at hockey players like, yeah, he's cute. You know he's got
the dentures.
Yeah, he's got a couple missing teeth. But you know when once he puts his dentures in, he goes from a 3 to 7.
except you know he's going to spit him out, though.
Right.
He's going to say, oh, Faisal says, have Nick wear the Andre the Giant singlet. That's awesome.
Nick, if you
know.
Nick,
that's
Nick,
awesome.
Here's the deal.
What?
If you got a Nebraska-esque flat top, the high and tight that most Nebraskans have, especially west of Lincoln.
Okay.
Right? And then you cut the goatee. You know who you would be?
Who?
Big Boss Man. Even though you're short.
Bubba.
You'd be the short version of Big Boss Man wrestling.
He wrestled in a security officer's outfit.
Oh.
And he'd flip his little baton. But he was a bad boy, though.
I do go to the barber on Friday.
Oh, Jay Foreman, I need to do this. I just want to say this. And so a particular person on the text line said, put Jay on the mat. I'll take him, too.
Oh, that was Mark, probably.
Rico.
No.
Rico.
Is he in his car?
You know he's driving away, sprinting down the road here.
Yeah, selling wolf tickets. Rico, you just saw me, and now if you're feeling froggy, if you're feeling froggy, Rico, then jump. I'll get in a little singlet and pin your butt. I know for a fact, unlike Nick, Rico, you ain't getting a point on me. It's over. I'm putting him in a figure four leg lock, even though you can't do it in
he says you don't want to smoke, Unc.
I'm gonna put him in the sleeper hold.
Yeah, I just have him flopping
like
around.
Debo did. Debo and Fries to go sleep.
this has to happen now. This has to happen. So Mark Manning has given the thumbs up.
Perfect.
So we'll work out a date and we'll have Rico and Nick. Jay, you'll be like Vince McMahon.
Yeah, yeah. I'll commentate.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, Rico says I got you tomorrow, old man.
Oh, okay.
You see how it is? Like, okay. All right.
I thought me and Rico had a nice little relationship. Of, you know, big brother. You know, the bigger version. Rico's the little mini version. He's out of line right now.
He's the dude that's just jawjacking in wrestling. Who never?
You know who he is? He's Virgil.
Ooh, that's
him. He, or Jimmy Hart or whatever.
No, he's Jimmy Hart.
Yeah,
He's Jimmy Hart, who talks a lot, and then when you confront him, he runs.
But Rico's little afro, you know what he looks like? The one Denzel was Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Oh, yeah, he got game.
Yeah,
he got game.
That's Rico's.
But when he had the hat on, he is Spike Lee, Mars Blackman.
Little mushroom.
He's Mars Blackman.
And he's that short, too, because Denzel's short. I don't really, you know what, I didn't really realize how many actors and actresses are just
short,
human beings.
Short.
I remember meeting, wasn't dude Mark Anthony, the dude that uh-huh. Latin dude? Mm-hmm. I remember meeting him down in New Orleans, and I was like, dude. And he probably took it the wrong way. I was like, you the one getting all the girls? It's like, what?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I'm like, oh, and then somebody's like, yeah, he can sing. He went like triple platinum. Oh. I was like, oh, okay.
Kip on the text line said, Rico is more like G-Baby.
That's him. And Rico need to come out with a pacifier or something.
He likes Oh, Rico, you want the smoke. There it is, man. There it is. Yeah, I think this happened. So Mark Manning's all in.
Yep.
Work it out. He still wants to. He says he wants Jay to wrestle you.
Why do we even need to do that? I mean, I probably wouldn't be able to stop laughing. That'd be the
Jay.
Why?
You want to you wrestling Nick, and he says he wouldn't be able to stop laughing.
Oh no, you wouldn't be no laughing matter because I'm gonna take my time with you.
He will Iron Sheik. He'll get Iron Sheik on it. Like, yep. He will humble you. That is crazy.
One of the first times when I got to Houston, I got traded down there, and the team had been down there. So we got through the first like Dom Capers, like this is back like when you were expansion team, and you got like four extra mini camps, and Dom Capers fudged the rules, and we did it. It seems like we were an off season program mm-hmm. for like 20 weeks, right? So we finally got. He gave us like a day and a half off. Not he would never give you 2 days off, but a day and a half off.
Because he knew better.
So we all got together, and we were over there. I don't know whether it was some sporting event during the summer. So we all kind of barbecued over at friends, at one of the players' house, and we drank a little bit. So we had Milford Brown and Fred Weary, two huge human beings at offensive linemen. I think 6'4", 300. Milford 6'6" or 6'5", 300.
Country boys.
Well, Milford, I don't know whether it was the heat that of Houston that dried out his system and the ability to handle his libations, we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
But he decides to pass out, right? Fred goes over there. And this is back – maybe we had back then had iPhone 1s. I think it might have been one of those, like, Sprint phones when you had the big screen.
He had
a flip
phone. He had a flip phone.
No, you slide. You can record it. It had a T-Mobile slide, though.
The slide. Yeah.
Fred Weary put him in the Cobra Clutch or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And recorded it, man. And then Dom somehow got it. They somehow got it, and they had it on the big screen. Oh. Milford passed out. Fred put him in the Cobra Clutch.
They put it on the big screen?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it was – Dom Capers would put up so many quotes.
Wait.
Would put up so many quotes. So we're like, hold on. He usually put up like 10 quotes in every team meeting, right? Or every, mm-hmm. team meeting. We're like, dude, he's only done with four? He's like, oh, we got a special presentation. This. Put it up there. The funniest thing ever. Dudes was just laughing so hard crying. It was the best team meeting with Dom Capers ever.
Oh, that's so.
And every time we get together at Texas, for our alumni, I don't go every year, but every time we see each other, we just have a ball.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around that.
Oh, 6'5"
Camel Clutch.
Yeah, Iron Sheik had him.
Yeah, Camel Clutch.
And bent it all the way back, too. Oh, yeah. Tennessee and Florida State.
All right, big country boys. Big Southern country boys who all know how to wrestle. Who all know how to wrestle.
But they weren't wrestling. It was just.
No, he just hooked them up.
He's like, got his boy. And they the best of friends.
The NFL pranks are the meanest next to pro wrestling. Pro wrestling are the mm-hmm. meanest prank people ever.
Yeah, they
But
they,
NFL
they go,
dudes are yeah. y'all are mean.
Some of them some guys take it too much. Like the whole hazing things, there's some guys that take it there's something beneath it. where a guy that, like, when you go to, you're a professional athlete, and on your to-do list for the majority of training camp is see how you can make a rookie's life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't college. This isn't high school. Like, you do your, you know, maybe I was just blessed when I got to Buffalo. They didn't do all that.
Yeah.
Donuts, you know, for whatever.
Donuts and coffee for the.
Yeah, for the vets. Mm-hmm. Chicken on the way to the game. Then we had victory pizza and Buffalo wings.
And then rookie night. Rookie night was.
And that tells you a lot about the guys. Like, I was, like I always say, when I got drafted, they gave me a handshake, pat on the butt, piece of bubble gum, and a, you know, welcome card, welcome to Buffalo, and here you're staying at the 4-point shirt. Nothing much. I wasn't making much. Keith Newman, was the other linebacker that I got drafted. Mm-hmm. He was drafted in early in the fourth round. All our linebackers were established, but Ted Washington, we used to call him the Dundada. He was the guy. Even though Bruce Smith was there,
mm-hmm.
when Ted Washington spoke, he was like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listened. So nobody went overboard, you know, as far as, like, because, you know.
But because you guys were, I mean, Buffalo at the time was about winning
professional
at a high
right.
level.
And then you get some things where you hear, like, they spent $100,000. Man, listen here. Look, I might be a rookie, okay, but you're not spending $100,000 of my money. I don't care if I'm a first-round pick or not.
I've just seen so many
rookies
just – because – so imagine everybody going out, everybody and some, going out, eating off of expensive menus and drinking off expensive menus.
And just bringing it home too.
And then just – yeah. Like, I need
two bottles, bring them home. I mean, that's just stupid. You know what I mean?
And the rookies have to pay for it.
Yeah. You don't have
to. And not complain about it. Well, no, they would get the card. They would get the card before.
Yeah, you think – then we fighting.
They get the card before.
Yeah, I like my chances.
No, I'm just.
So I was blessed when Mentor,
I was in Carolina when Mentor got there, and he was the rookie that year. So when he got there, they lit it up because he had a nice contract. So they lit up his credit card. They tore it up. They went to this place called Amos's in Charlotte. And they ate so much food, but they wasted. So it was Kevin Green had his card in his hand. He was holding Mike Minter's credit card. And Minter just sat there and shook his head like, oh, boy. And they got Kerry Collins the year before that.
No.
And it was.
I mean, that's
it,
just some places like that. I mean, I was just – and then when I got to Houston – you know, we really didn't do this. I mean, we just had older guys. We did linebacker night. I'm not going to tell a story about a certain first-round linebacker, outside linebacker in Houston, because I don't want to incriminate him. But
we know what year it is. That's okay. Go ahead.
You know, but we never did anything like that. At least I didn't. At least I never thought it was like, you know.
I was in D.C. when Desmond Howard came to D.C., and Gary Clark and them tore his card up.
Well, that's just jealousy because, you know, Desmond was coming. Well, the thought was he was coming in.
Well, he was getting that good money. He was getting that good money.
Desmond Howard, I know he has to do it for being on TV. I think I might just – if I seen him, I'd be like, man, you know what, brother, I got a lot of respect for you, but you kind of like a little Buster Douglas. He might get the Buster Douglas Award.
He was Buster that night. Because Wilbur Marshall.
Y'all was crazy, though, because y'all had Brian – it was a Westbrook that went and just stole on Stephen Davis.
Yeah, we had – so Westbrook and Stephen Davis.
Anybody that has
that – well, that was hazing, but that was because of the hazing.
But no.
That was, No.
They were talking about Westbrook's extracurricular activities
night. But because Westbrook was younger than Stephen Davis.
Yes.
And Stephen Davis told the truth, and Westbrook ain't like it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the truth hurts. But listen here, a brother that plays receiver and got that many veins – out of his arms.
Yeah, don't mess with him. Don't mess with him.
He might have been the most joked up receiver besides David Boston after he got on steroids.
Those are the two.
Boston. I remember we played David Boston. Right? And this is when I was at my peak physically.
Yeah.
Right? In the best shape of my life. I think I was like 242 pounds, and they had this bod pod thing down in Houston. It was some sort of, you know, test your body fat. Mm-hmm. And I was at my best. You thought I was yoked up. Man, David Boston come out there in a preseason game, I think it was, greased up, arms just humongous. Shred I looked at myself. I said, dang, I mean, I just got a long way to go.
Shred it.
Couldn't catch a lick, but he was
young. Yeah, man, but he made that money. Let's throw the break. More old school when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Choose Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil to provide maximum performance and protection for your engine. Get a $15 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $34.95. Plus, 2 times O Rewards points. Offer valid in-store and online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.